This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org.
No rise before the leaves fall.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. There probably won't be a summertime boost in interest rates. The Wall Street Journal says this morning, unless the outlook on inflation gets a whole lot messier in the near future, the Federal Reserve will hold steady until autumn. The Fed meets a week from today. There are plenty of investors, though, betting rates will go up 0.25% in August. Goldman Sachs is expected to make a minor breakthrough in the battle against the credit crunch later today. The investment bank is close to clinching a deal involving $7 billion of complex asset-backed securities. Stephen Beard reports.
Goldman Sachs spent 10 months on the deal, and it's easy to see why. The bank's been sorting out an immensely complicated financial package, formerly run by a London hedge fund. It's a structured investment vehicle. Like a sausage containing many different types of meat, this vehicle holds lots of different assets. Some of them are mortgages of high quality, some are distinctly dodgy. What Goldman Sachs seems to have done is isolate the good and jettison the bad. What's left should be easier to sell. An important step to easing the credit crunch. But Michael Hamden-Turner of Citigroup warns against over-optimism.
Investors are still highly skeptical of structured finance. And I think that will take some time before faith is restored.
The Goldman deal could lead to the shake-up of $18 billion worth of structured vehicles. But the total value of such vehicles in the banking system is thought to be more than $200 billion. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Oil prices are around $133 a barrel right now after hitting a trading record of nearly $140 yesterday. Investors are weighing increased production from Saudi Arabia. The Dow wrapped up at 12,269 after a loss of 38 points yesterday. The Nasdaq was up 20 points to 2,474. The S&P 500 didn't change much from Friday. It stands at 1,360. A mix in Asia today with the main index in China falling nearly 3%. European shares are higher. Over the years, Americans have developed a taste for imported luxury goods like expensive cheeses and wine, clothes too. But with the weak dollar driving up prices of imports, many consumers are taming their fashion and taste buds. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has more.
The euro is up 15% against the dollar in the past year. That means European luxury goods are getting a lot more expensive to bring into the U.S. That's a tough proposition when U.S. shoppers already feel strapped. Nariman Baravesh is chief economist for Global Insight. He says European exporters are in a bind.
If they raise their prices, then there's a good chance they lose market share to, let's say, American producers. The alternative is that they don't raise their prices by very much. Then they have to settle for a smaller margin on that luxury good, whether it's a watch or a silk scarf or a designer dress.
The World Institute for Strategic Economic Research says imports of European shoes, chocolates, and sparkling wine have plunged. Imports of high-end Swiss cheese, for one, are down 15% this year. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Charitable donations are another thing people are holding off on in this economy. The American Red Cross is seeing the real red of that trend. Its disaster relief fund is out of cash. The Red Cross says it's taking out loans to pay for food, shelters, and other services going to flood victims in the Midwest. The total bill for that relief will be around $15 million. Most of the organization's money comes from private donations.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BrandWeek, the news organization dedicated to the information needs of strategic-minded marketing executives with real-time coverage, now searchable at brandweek.com. And by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com.
Pop quiz. What percentage of songs on the average teen or 20-something iPod is from illegal downloads? The answer is almost half. That's according to a study out this week from a British university. Researchers found the music player of the average 14 to 24-year-old contained 842 illegally copied songs. Commentator and author Dan Ariely has a pen pal in the illegal downloading business that's taught him a lot about behavioral economics.
One of the unexpected benefits of writing my book, Predictably Irrational, is the email I get from people. A few weeks ago, I received a message. The sender had just finished listening to an illegal download of my audiobook, and he wrote me how much he liked it. He then told me that he actually sells illegally downloaded content. But his email got even more interesting when he explained that some of the principles discussed in my book relate to his own life. For example, he described how he recently attempted to find a regular legal job, but giving up the illegal business he had nurtured for 5 years was too difficult for him. A second aspect of loss was his social network of customers and friends who are linked to him through business ties. He proposed that the bond between himself and his customers is much deeper than the traditional retailer-customer relationship. After all, in his line of illegal work, the relationships involve more trust, reciprocity, and friendship. All of this makes it even harder to leave that circle. The man eventually gave up his search for a legal job and went back to his life of crime. He knows his decision might lead him to prison, but he was simply unable to accept the loss of his business and social network. Economist Gary Becker proposed many years ago a model of the rational crime. Criminals would simply weigh the cost-benefit of a prospective crime and act in their best interest. But as my pen pal's story indicates, the picture is much more complex. Decisions about crime also involve our desire to avoid loss and the need for social meaning in our life. I suspect that if we truly want to reduce crime, we have to take into account a more complete set of human motivations, including our irrational tendencies.
Dan Ariely is a professor of behavioral economics at MIT. For more from the Morning Report, visit marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.